This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Would You Rather Wednesday. We got some Would You Rathers on the way at 11:30, as we do each and every Wednesday. Hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. Pure Hoops with Terp.
Oh, he's riding high right now.
Coming up at high noon. NBA Cup is underway, Keith.
Well,
it's a big time of year.
No. But there were some sad hoops earlier in the season when the Celtics weren't doing very well. This is going to be pretty happy hoops.
Well, either way, it's pure hoops either way.
Nonetheless.
But happy hoops.
Pure uncut hoops. Get in there.
So that comes your way at noon. So no reason to go anywhere here while you're locked into Jones and Keefe. But here's another reason to stick around. Rob Bradford, live from the winter meetings in Orlando. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Rob Bradford, how we doing?
Oh, so good. It's nothing like seeing little kids running around, going to Disney World, me being able to brighten their day with a baseballs and boring sticker while yelling McFarland at them. It's what a joy.
Hey, you gotta be careful.
Little kid. Yeah. Hey, little kid, here's the baseballs and boring
sticker.
You're
gonna get put on a list or something, Rob. You might want to cool it with that.
You can make mouse ears out of those.
Well, what I want to know about is this this breakfast with Alex Cora, where I'm seeing reports that you and Chris Cotillo were 40 feet away at a long table and heard nothing.
Yeah, I asked Ian Brown for a transcript of whatever Cora said.
Why was why money well spent? How was the breakfast though? Did you get some eggs?
Cheesy. It was
huevos rancheros. What'd you get there?
Nice.
Yeah.
No. This is a standard. You know, get the standard. You're having the wave. It's kind of a surreal scene because you have all these American League and National League managers lining up for scrambled eggs right there for you, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and then Cotillo and I are relegated to the end of this banquet table and just talking about his new shoes. And you know, that's what it is. That's where we're at. But it's okay. It's all I work in the shadows. I don't need to be front and center at a breakfast table.
How many 2-minute grills did you record during the line at the buffet?
It's all about making the most of your opportunities. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the Brent Snedeker one.
Why isn't baseball boring? Why? Tell me now with this camera in your face at 8 o'clock in the morning over these cheesy eggs.
Okay. Now, I need the updated clock on this, the updated countdown. But our colleague, Will Fleming, last night tweeted out at about 4:22, so yesterday afternoon, I believe the next 72 hours, so whatever that is, are going to make a lot of Red Sox fans smile. Wah-way, I think he meant way-way, too much chatter and info from people I respect. So I don't know, are we expecting something big in the next day or two out of the Red Sox?
Well, I mean, let's do the math on this. How much time do we have left?
53 hours, something
Friday,
like that.
Okay. Friday, yeah. Late afternoon.
Okay. I think we still have that NFL draft countdown clock somewhere in the building there.
Staring at it.
So it's paused. It's a countdown to the 2025 NFL draft,
If we could cue this up and then have, but I would just say this, have the sound effect of the sad trombone ready to go for about 50 hours.
No! Oh, no! What the hell?
So you're just pouring water all over this, this Fleming Molotov cocktail of a report? Come on.
I know. I mean, who knows? Maybe. I mean, maybe it'll happen. But when we got here, the buzz was that the position players, sure, they Schwarber might sign, which happened, but the position players were going to drag out a little bit longer. And if you want to make a trade, that's fine. But even all the trade talk, you know, Ketel Marte, has been wildly overstated as well. So things can change in a hurry. I mean, we look at it. I'll give you two examples of how things can change. Number one, this last day of the winter meetings is when the Crochet deal went down. So the timeline adds up for stuff getting done on this day. And the other thing is that the Crochet deal, Chris Getz, the White Sox, said this. He's like, the night before that deal was done, I didn't think the Red Sox were going to be – I had erased them off our list, and they came in. So while I'll say, you know, in the last couple of days I've been told that, you know, the Red Sox weren't at the top of the list in terms of the Martes of the world, that can change in a hurry. So I'm not going to say never, but, you know, all I can do is what I have right now, and that's what I have right now.
Wait, is there anything standing in the way of them signing Pete Alonso?
Yeah, Pete Alonso trying to get his best deal from all the teams that were in on Kyle Schwarber and didn't get Kyle Schwarber.
But so should they give the Kyle Schwarber contract to Pete Alonso? Would that be fair for everybody?
No, I wouldn't give Pete. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. Now, I will say this. Should the Red Sox, it's not my money, and I think the Red Sox have to be more aggressive than they have been. I mean, this is one of the things that if you talk through baseball, the Red Sox approach to things, it's sort of like, okay, they're playing the field. They're sort of trying to ride this out to see where the market lands, much like they did with Bregman. Now, every player is different, so you can't do that with every player. But if you want a Pete Alonso and somebody like the Orioles or someone comes in, like, you have to be aggressive. Are they willing to do that? Well, you know, you can't finish in second place. I mean, you just can't. We saw this. We give them that benefit of the doubt from last year because they had a really, really good offseason. They played the market right. They played the timeline of the market right. But, you know, when it comes to Pete Alonso, who I think we can all agree is a really, really good fit, your hand might be forced a little bit more than you anticipated.
I just feel like I feel like he's very much in the catbird seat. And even if it doesn't take the Schwarber deal, I mean, Schwarber's 2 years older than Alonso. And I know Schwarber's coming off a, you know, runner-up MVP season, and he was incredible. But, I mean, he is consistently 40 home runs for Alonso. He had a bunch of doubles last year. They need a first baseman. What if you did 4 years, 120? I feel like that would be as competitive as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you hear in terms of what Pete Alonso is being offered is what the Mets aren't willing to offer him.
Yeah.
And it's not above 3 years. But that doesn't mean that there's not going to be another team that wants him more. And to go back to sort of the Schwarber market, okay, which teams were in on Schwarber that didn't get him? And, you know, there were teams like the Reds, they aren't going to be in on Alonso because they just wanted Schwarber for the ticket sales. But you do have the Orioles. If the Orioles were there, you know, they're willing to pay the price. There's other teams that are willing to pay the price. I just think that the Red Sox, the way that they do things, and it's worked, like I said, it worked out last year, is that they sort of just ride it out and they see, you know, they try to play the market a lot. Whereas this isn't Dave Dombrowski. This isn't Dave Dombrowski said, I want to get the guy. Here's the money. Get the guy. What's it going to take? That's it. That's not really how the Red Sox are doing business right now. And that's why, you know, you hear all this stuff going on, but we can't say that the Red Sox are favorites in trades or free agents because that's not how they're approaching it right now.
I guess I agree and disagree. Keith, what was the date for Bregman last year?
March.
Bregman was March?
Oh, I thought so, no.
End of February.
Oh, is it end of February? Sorry.
Oh, no, it was the
Crochet. I was looking up a bunch of different guys.
No, it was the Crochet deal that went down in December. The Crochet deal went down about now. And you had a comment yesterday.
February 15th for Bregman, for those curious.
You had a tweet yesterday relaying a comment from Craig Breslow, and he used Garrett Crochet as an example. Teams are holding on, quote-unquote, to their desirable players. You've poured water on Corey Seager. You said the Red Sox are drawing back on their pursuit of Joe Ryan.
I apologize.
I find that to be very discouraging that Breslow's like, geez, I don't know. All these teams are just holding on to their good players because a year ago at this time, they were striking on a big deal.
I think that it's two different approaches. Like you look at the Crochet, everybody knew, including the White Sox, that they were going to deal Crochet, right? The closest you might come to that is Marte. I think that the Marte is a guy who the Arizona's fielding calls on. They'll say, but they're saying, oh yeah, if you want to give us your best offer, fine. But I do think they're probably going to deal him. But when it comes to these other things, I think that what Breslow said was true, which I think that more and more teams are saying, if you want to trade for the guy, sure, we'll listen, but we don't have to trade for him. The Joe Ryan thing was Minnesota came out and basically said, we're holding on to these guys. Now, if they get blown away, that can change, but the Red Sox aren't going to blow them away. And that's why I said, they're not, forget about Joe Ryan. That's just not happening anymore.
Now, a few weeks ago on our show, you famously said 51% chance Alex Bregman signs somewhere else other than the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, correct.
51%. No, I remember the quote. Yeah. I wrote it down and everything.
Yeah,
51%.
I said 49% the other way, and math would suggest you are correct.
Yeah. Dude, simple math on this one. Do you feel the same way? Has that number remained the same, or is it more likely, less likely for Bregman's return?
All right. I'm going to say it's 51%, but 51% the opposite of what you said. In other words, I'm bumping it up 2% to go from what 49% that he was going to sign to 51% that he's going to sign.
So you're now more likely he's back.
Yes. Okay. I think it's more likely he's back. I don't think the market, if you take the Phillies out of the market potentially, I think the market is shaping up in the Red Sox favor. I know that the Red Sox really, really want him back, but I also do believe that they're still going to play the market a little bit when it comes, like they did last year.
Okay, so Bregman is more likely back than likely gone, which has changed since the last time we talked to you. Okay, let's play a quick game here. Are they done? Yeah. Are they done with their starting pitching? Like, in other words, should we expect the Red Sox going into the year in terms of significant moves to go Crochet, Bayo, Gray, Oviedo, pick your number five starter? Are they done there, or do you think we have more significant moves with starting pitching? And then I have a follow-up.
My guess is that they will not get the top-of-the-rotation guy that a lot of people thought they would. Yes.
And which Breslow said they would. Not just that a lot of people expected. Breslow said they weren't going to get 3 through 10. They were going to get a guy who could pitch next to Crochet. Okay, so that's what you think there. How about
And by the way, they think, in right or wrong, they think Sonny Gray is that guy.
Okay, that's not what they were pledging. That is not what they were pledging weeks ago. So that to me feels like maybe retroactively trying to fit that peg into that round peg into a square hole. Meanwhile, with the lineup, what's the best guess? You just said Bregman's more likely coming back, so I guess that's one. Who's another addition? If you had to see them making another addition, if there even is one, who's most likely beyond Bregman?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they're saying that there's a possibility that they could get Bregman, Alonso, which obviously would be the way to go. And yay, Red Sox, you won the offseason if you did that. But I find it hard to believe that they're going to get both those guys. So I think that, you know, it's probably Bregman and, you know, another complimentary guy. I mean, I couldn't tell you who that is. I think it's some guy that we haven't even mentioned yet.
Okay.
But I think you take Marte out of the equation. I think put it this way. I think right now, as we sit here, I think that it's probably going to be either Bregman or Alonso. And I know that they aren't, as Julie McWilliams reported, you know, they aren't pushing hard on Bichette. But if you get to the middle of January and that you haven't signed one of these guys, then maybe that's resurfaced as well.
Now, do you still think either Jaren Duran or Willier Abreu gets traded? And if so, are they looking more for a player that can help the major league roster in a move like that? Or would it be just, you know, for prospects and freeing up an outfield spot?
I think that, yes, I think that number one, I think that 51% that one of those guys gets traded. And that might be where, if you talk about a pitcher, yeah, that might be a pitcher coming back. That might be another position player. That might be a high level prospect, whatever it is. But those guys have value. They have a surplus. And that's when I say, well, Bregman and somebody else, I'm not really sure. Because here's the other thing is that in this offseason where everyone's trying their best to throw all this stuff against the wall, think about all the moves that have been made, the trades, the acquisitions. There hasn't been a lead-in much at all in terms of reporting to any of it. You know, look at the Red Sox trade. Those came out of nowhere. So I think that baseball, or the Red Sox anyway, have done a pretty good job of not tipping their hands. So a lot of this stuff is we're trying to guess, we're trying to piece stuff together, and to find that player that they're going to get and back for one of the trades you're mentioning, that's really, really difficult right now.
What was your favorite Vaughn Grissom moment? No, I'm just kidding. My real question is...
The Wasabi Challenge.
2 minute grill.
Wasabi Challenge.
Yeah, there you go.
For sure, one of the best. What's the scuttlebutt on Tarek Skubal down there? What do you think the chances of him starting the season with the Tigers is versus not?
I'm kind of getting the feeling that he's not going to. And I know that, you know, a few weeks ago, it didn't seem that way. Mm-hmm. But it's, man, this Dodgers smoke. Man, if Skubal goes to the Dodgers, I don't want to. I know that what their over under win total last year was 104.
Yeah, 161 and a half.
It's going to be like 108. Like it's almost, you know, like there's not a lot of players that you could say, well, this guy is going to go there, and that's basically give him the World Series right now. But if Skubal goes there, it kind of feels that way.
Yeah,
and by the way, he could.
Of course he could. Why wouldn't he? He has to it makes sense.
And you know, Detroit, and everyone can say, well, why would Detroit do that? They're giving the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers can do it. The Dodgers can make them an offer that they're like, what? We really don't want to do this.
The answer is obvious.
We kind of have to.
The answer is obvious. Yeah. Detroit knows they're going to lose him in a year, so you might as well get something for him. I mean, it's the same logic in trading bets. It's just, you know, those usually don't go very well when you trade them, but you try to get something before you lose
them. Angels should have traded Ohtani. They didn't, and now they get nothing for him.
Huh. Right. And the fact is that the Dodgers don't care. Like, the Dodgers aren't prospect hugging. So, and they have. Whereas if a lot of teams had the prospects the Dodgers had, they'd be prospect hugging all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers don't care. Like, they know they're going to have a good team for a long time. Think about this. This is crazy that the Dodgers went out last offseason, got the best closer on the free agent market, and then you went out and got one of the other good closers on the free agent market. You got two closers in free agency. And by the way, now we're going to go out and get another closer this off. And nobody cares. Like, nobody bats an eye about it. It's nuts.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford. Check him out at Bradfo on Twitter. You can give him a follow there. You can also read his stuff at WEEI.com. And of course, Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast. Bradfo, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Rob Bradford, really pouring water all over everything.
Yeah, that's
taking a big dump all over the whole first hour of the show. I'm happy we didn't talk to him at 10. We'd have nothing else.
I know.
At least we got an hour out of that before Bradford took a steaming crap all over it.
Really? So I did not care for the Will Fleming tweet.
Look, I have a theory.
Oh, a theory.
Let me try to spin this positive, Keith. You did a good job spinning the Red Sox non-offer to Schwarber positive earlier.
What do you have?
Maybe Bradfo isn't hearing anything because he was all the way at the end of the breakfast table and
he
literally couldn't hear anything because him and Cotillo were mowing down.
Cora's like, we're getting Alonzo, and he's sitting there, you know, cutting up his French toast.
So that's about the best I got.
You're hungry for nothing.
That's about the best I got. So we have dueling reports. We have Will Fleming saying something's happening.
This is like Nightingale Passage.
Bradfo, what did he say? Get the sad trombone ready?
Sad trombone. I don't know, Nick, if you want to get that ready or not, but
I hate this EEI on EEI crime going on. I do hate that, but somebody's got to be right and somebody's got to be wrong.
So basically, Bradford said they're not getting anybody. Sonny Gray, they think, is awesome, and this is the team. And better chance now they get Bregman than not.
That was poorly timed for Bregman, but overall, I agree with that. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it, though?
Yeah.
Nick doesn't want Bregman. It sounds like.
Who does Nick want?
Great question.
Hate Seeger.
Who do you want? What's your dream
you
offer?
Oh, Pete Alonso.
Oh, okay. Pete Alonso.
All right, good.
Polar Bear.
All right, we all agree on that.
Good.
Polar Bear at Polar Park. You know, if he needs like a tune-up game or something, we can be there for him.
I didn't expect. Frustrating. I didn't expect that to go like that with Bravo.
No,
Bravo was going to come in with like some excitement.
Yeah. He's like, keep an eye on trades, keep an eye on free agents,
crushing dreams.
He's like, no, guys.
Seager, they're out.
This
Ryan,
is their team.
They're out. Sonny Gray is the two. They probably will get Bregman, but it's not a slam dunk, and they're probably not getting anybody else.
And they'll trade one of their outfielders for like nobody you've ever heard of.
Yeah. So like, look, if that happens, I can't stand by my guy Breslow. I can't do that.
Then you got to bail on Breslow.
Yeah, I might have to.
The Brezbot.
I mean, that's sobering is what that is.
It is not great.
I'm hoping he was just out of earshot for all the rumors from Alex Cora.
It's possible.
There. You know Alex Cora lets the media know what's going on with the Red
possible.
Sox. He'll give you an unvarnished, off-the-record opinion on what's going on with former GMs and current GMs and players and things
How
like this.
How about Tarek Skubal on the Dodgers, though? Skubal, Yamamoto, Ohtani,
honestly,
Blake Snell, Tyler
honestly,
Glasnow.
If he goes there, I'd kind of get the Red Sox approach in free agency. I'd be
punt.
Like, what's the point?
Punt.
What
are one of those guys done?
Punt. If that happens, there's no baseball in 2027.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also true. There's not going to be anyway.
I would.
This
put,
is the last year of baseball for a while, right?
I would
what
put,
saying?
Yeah, if he goes there,
no,
for
no,
sure.
No, like,
no,
no.
Maybe
the
anyway,
stoppage.
But I'd say that's the nail in the coffin. I'd put their over under at 161.5 if they get Skubal.
They should run the table.
That's where I put it.
Where's, yeah.
617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Get excited after talking to Bradfo there. You can, well, follow Bradfo again, at Bradfo. He's
yeah.
brought to you by McFarlane Energy. We have the hashtag Dork Minute on the way at 11:45, so less than a half hour from now. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Stay tuned for it. Plus, Would You Rather Wednesday, four questions leading into Pat's and Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
I got great Would You Rathers.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes? Would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with that. I think I'll go with this because this is where it's at. You
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember Tarbox? It's now New Car. Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Some great people, same great places with thousands of vehicles. You can discover why everyone loves a new car. I do agree with one text here, which we should read before we get into some Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dork Minute, 1145, right. Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. Vrabel comes your way in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Guys, that was the most depressing segment in the history of depressing segments.
Well,
I agree. I expected a little more, like,
yeah,
excitement and hype out of Bradfo. He's just like, get the sad trombone ready.
Last week we both did like quote unquote plans for the Red Sox,
yeah. And
mine was far fetched, but it was like Tarek Skubal, Pete Alonso, Bo Bichette. Yours was Cole Reagans, Pete Alonso, bring Bregman back. And Rob's like, well, they got Sonny Gray and Oviedo.
I think they're done there,
and they'll probably trade an outfielder. So they're really just going to remove from the team. Then the team's actually gonna be worse. Like, wait a minute,
now
that can't possibly be
now,
right.
In fairness to Rob, he said at the end of the week, sad trombone. That doesn't rule out they sign some of these guys later. He said they're going to wait out the market.
True.
So I get what he's saying,
but like, he wasn't seem to be sold on like Pete Alonso.
No, definitely not.
Because even if they get Bregman back, that certainly wouldn't be like a nothing offseason, but it kind of feels that way because you're just bringing back last year's roster.
I agree with all of that. It wouldn't be a nothing offseason, but it would definitely feel that way. The optics would be, I guess, even worse if they lost him, but still not very good.
Uh-huh.
So, look, Alonso may not sign by Friday. So it doesn't mean the Red Sox are out, but I didn't like any of that from Bradfo, quite frankly.
No, neither did I. I didn't care for it at all.
The man is he's talking to everybody in the buffet line, as he let us know.
Yeah,
so he's boots on the ground in Orlando.
I know.
I did not appreciate that update, but we'll take it. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature to listen to Rob Bradford among the rest of our content there. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. What do we got for Would You Rathers today, Bill?
Would you rather have Philip Rivers or Drew Brees right now?
Okay. I think you'd rather have. So they actually retired, I believe, the exact same year. So
that's crazy.
They've been out of the game the same amount of time. And Drew Brees was always better and probably still is.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Brees. Is the game in a dome?
Indy.
Yeah, so if the Colts.
Oh, no, this week they're actually in Seattle. But, like, overall, if he has to play the rest of the season, at least the home games, you know, are in a dome.
Brees.
I think the answer is Brees.
Like, we're not very pro Drew Brees, but we begrudgingly put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We're small hall guys.
But we
begrudgingly put him in the Hall of Fame. You sneaky really like Philip Rivers over there, but you're still taking Brees over.
No, I don't like Philip Rivers. You like Joe Flacco. That's how the whole discussion got started yesterday.
Yeah, Flacco's kind of awesome. You not watching this year?
No, I did watch him actually a little bit. Philip Rivers last season, he went 11-5 with Indy. But it was in 2020.
You went 11-5?
Yeah.
Wow.
24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
That's not good.
Drew Brees.
That's fine, but it's like nothing special.
No. Drew Brees played 12 games that year. This is the COVID year of 2020. So COVID really knocked out both Rivers and Brees.
Mm-hmm.
He went 9-3, 24 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Yeah, Brees.
Brees.
Yeah.
Call Brees up.
I don't want either one.
Now, they were talking
about.
Now
this I got to take one, Brees.
Wiggy and Ninkovich and the rest of the show was talking about like what other options there were.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I could really think of, and I guess this gets into like, well, what offense did he run and blah, blah, blah. But Taylor Heinicke played somewhat, for a guy that's not on a roster, played somewhat recently and had some success in the NFL.
I like Taylor Heinicke.
He's probably the answer.
He's a little scrappy guy.
Philip Rivers hasn't played in 5 years.
Yeah.
That is wild to me. It's not
can't
one
you
or two.
Sign guys off of practice squads too. Like, couldn't they technically sign Bailey Zappe off the Browns practice squad?
Oh yeah, good call.
I mean, look. There's a million better options than Philip Rivers.
This is stupid.
It's dumb.
What's stupider? Both Colts franchise decisions.
Yeah,
hiring Jeff Saturday off of TV to coach them for a rest of a season.
Didn't they win the first game?
They won the first game. I think they lost every game after.
Yeah, this is stupider.
This is stupider. Yeah. He hasn't played for 5 years.
There was a great tweet yesterday, though. It's like, this is not the second time in the last few years the Colts have turned to a high school coach to save their season.
That's a good point. But think about this.
Yeah, but Jim Irsay's daughter is all over it. I'll tell you what. She's real good at what she does.
Deshaun Watson missed how much time? Like a year and a half? And was in his prime and was horrible when he came back.
Yeah.
This dude is 44.
There were some
44.
Other mitigating factors going on there, but yes, I understand. I get your point.
But that's more the reason why he wasn't playing. But like once he came back to play, like he was ready to play, right?
Yep.
And he was terrible. And so one of the big arguments against Kaepernick for a while was like, all right, well, now we're like 3 years removed from Kaepernick, right? When people were like trying to make the push, like, yeah, get him back. And you're like, well, even if he wasn't blackballed, it's, you know, it's 3 years. 5 years for this guy? It's gonna be a rough watch, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
but it's must-see TV.
It kind of is.
Sure. They play Seattle, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
In Seattle.
Okay. But the answer is Breeze. What else, Bill?
Would you rather play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl or no bowl if you thought your team was snubbed?
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I'm not a giant baby. I'd play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I'd play in the Pop-Tarts.
I'd be mad.
Yeah.
I'd make a stink about it. I'd do one of two things, probably. I would either try to dominate the Pop-Tarts Bowl to the point where you win like 70-7, the other team quits and cries, or you flat out tell everybody in the locker room, like, look, seniors and NFL guys, like, if you don't want to play
sure,
like, all the good players don't play, feel free to, and then you can make a mockery of it. Play all your scrubs.
Jeremiah Love does not have to play in
that
game.
You don't have to play.
Yeah.
But like, actually, no, seniors would want to play. It's more the the NFL guys don't play. Don't worry about it.
A no-brainer first-round pick, which Love, I was looking at Field Yates' mock draft this morning, Breck, and he was going like 13th or 14th to Kansas City. So like a guy like that, sit it out. But the rest of the guys should play.
And then I would eat Pop-Tarts on the sideline during the game.
I would happily eat the Pop-Tarts.
The brown cinnamon one.
That's a good one.
That's the best one, I think.
That's probably the best
one. Not to spring that on you, but I think that's probably the best Pop-Tart.
Tuesday?
Yes.
Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts.
I don't hate
in honor of Notre Dame.
Top five Friday.
Yeah, s'mores would have to go to the top.
S'mores is legit.
Frosted blueberries.
I love a marshmallow. So
I like the strawberry over the blueberry, even though in real life I like a blueberry more than a strawberry.
I'm exactly the same way. But the Pop-Tarts, I like the with the little like frosting and the sprinkles
on top.
Obviously,
there's a little bit of frosting.
That's real nice.
I also have never eaten them out of the toaster. People put them in the toaster. I've never done that.
They're better just out of the bag. They're better untoasted.
Definitely a grab-and-go snack.
Grab-and-go snack, and there's two of them.
But you haven't tried it?
Never. You know me. I don't like hot stuff.
I don't think Lucas has ever had a Pop-Tart.
I want to burn my mouth in the
morning. Grocery store, we usually walk by him, and he's like, Tab, what are those? I'm like, keep going.
Keep moving, kid.
Yeah.
It's like, it says here it has 200% of my daily sugar.
Keep going. We're not stopping.
You're fine.
It,
but
it is a nice treat.
His eyes catch it every time when we're walking
by. They market them well, and this bowl game is legit fun. I'm telling you, they have that giant Pop-Tart running around the field.
There's so many flavors now, too.
So many flavors.
I think Notre Dame's afraid to lose it. It's less about a stand. It's more like, well, if you lose to BYU, people are going to be like, well, you never belong there, and you put up a big stink anyway, you giant bitch. I think they're afraid to lose the game. So they took their ball and they went home, like giant children.
Have you had the chocolate chip cookie dough?
No, it sounds good.
Have you had the banana bread?
No, it sounds good.
Have you had the chocolatey chip pancake?
No, that sounds really good.
Have you had the cinnamon roll?
Probably.
Have you had the blueberry crumble?
Well, I've had a blueberry one. That's not blueberry crumble, though, I don't think.
I don't think so. No, that's different. Have you had the milkshake?
Make a
milkshake Pop-Tart.
Make a meme for Bob Ryan if you could.
How many of these?
Pop-Tarts have you had? Yeah,
if you don't could. Tag them. Yeah. Don't tag
he
them.
Just has unfrosted strawberry,
coconut caramel. They have thin mint. They have brown sugar cinnamon. They had strawberry.
I was telling Nick I had Boston cream ones. They were really good.
I might stop by Market Basket. I think I might.
Oh my God, confetti cupcake.
Shaw's Star Market.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that too. All right, what else we got?
Holy mackerel!
Would you rather watch Home Alone or Home Alone 2?
Home Alone,
one.
Yeah, the first one.
First one, no doubt.
Now, I'm outvoted in my household, though.
Cat
likes Home Alone 2. Lucas likes Home Alone
There's 2. A big groundswell for 2 greater than 1. So I didn't know where you stood on this, but I'm a 1 greater than 2 when it comes to Home Alone.
Here's what I would give 2.
Shovel Guy greater than Pigeon Lady. Ooh. Wet Bandits greater than Sticky Bandits.
That's definitely true. Okay. Wet Bandits, I don't know if Pigeon Lady maybe over.
Dude, get out of here.
Old Man Marley.
Pigeon Lady. You don't need to feed all the pigeons.
Well, no, but
you're
that's
just
part
like crapping on her.
It's part of her character. That's part of what makes her scary.
Horrible.
It's covered
also,
in pigeon crap.
It's a wild premise, obviously, but like the fact that they lose in the second time is like, all right, guys, like let's get it together.
Yeah, maybe, terrible parents.
Like maybe like handcuffed.
Well, he did make it to the airport that time.
I know he did. Yeah. Oh, I know he did. He
was checking the batteries of the Talkman.
I get it.
Yeah.
And then he got on another flight. He even thought he was on the right flight. They thought he was on the right flight. I get it. I've seen the movie.
He goes, man.
It's just his doppelganger happened to be in the airport at the exact same time.
Man, what city? What city is that over there?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's New York.
He's
like, yikes.
I think you need to like. You handcuff yourself to the kid that you lost.
Yeah,
in the second one?
Yeah.
You're like, you're not getting away.
Now, here's what I'll give 2 over 1. I do think 2 has bigger laughs. Like, the funniest parts of 2, the funniest parts of 2 are funnier than 1. Like, when Marv electrocutes himself.
Yeah.
That is.
Tim Curry's great.
Uncle Frank singing in the shower.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think 2 probably has bigger laughs, but there's also, like, a bunch of things where you're like, the whole premise of all these films is very far-fetched, but in the second one, you're like, I'm really struggling to stay on board with it.
The second one, he literally isn't even home alone.
Yeah.
He's in New York.
Yeah. First one's better.
The first one, he's at home.
He's lost in New York. Yeah, it's right there in the title.
Well, I know, but Home Alone is the beginning of said title. He's not home at all.
He was.
Doesn't appear to be all that alone.
Like Rambo, First Blood. First Blood 2.
Yeah,
First
Blood
2.
Good
More
point.
Blood.
Yeah, yeah. So Home Alone's the answer?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
First yeah, one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you rather have a real Christmas tree or a fake one?
So I was always of the real one. My house, Bragg, we've always had a real one. But the prices, not just because Andy Hart talking about it. I didn't pay as much for my tree as Andy Hart did this year. He paid $225.
No one.
I paid like $120.
No one ever anywhere has ever paid that much for a tree as much as Hart.
Yeah, where did he go? Did he get like lost in time and then like show up at this place that ripped him off? Like, hey, this moron just paid $225. The sign says $75.
Did you go to Jones Tree Farm this year?
No, I didn't. People were asking about that with the guy with the 6 to 7 foot premiums.
No,
7 to 8 foot premiums. No, I didn't go to that guy. I should have. I think he has a better price. We went to some other place that also has like wreaths and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I paid $120, which I was like, it was sick to my stomach to do that. It looks good though; it's a good looking tree. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of
swayed to fake tree.
I'm leaning towards it just as a cost effective thing. And then just like,
I hate the needles. I hate
also that.
They're everywhere. I hate cleaning them up. I hate watering it. But I still think I lean real tree.
Harrow has not tried to drink from the tree this year, but he has in the past. Like, randomly, he goes over there. He's like, oh, here's some fresh water. I go, you have a bowl.
I lean real tree, but I guarantee you, because this happens
with
everybody.
Coming.
No,
yeah.
The second I go to fake tree, I'm going to be like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
Literally, and this is my grandparents. This is my in-laws. This is friends of mine that are, you know, similar age. It's not just an age thing where you're like, ah, the tree is too much. Anybody who switches to a fake tree is like, I can't believe it took me so long. Yeah.
No, my parents did that a while ago, and they hated it at first because they were like, oh, it's not the same thing. You know, go cut it down. It's not the smell. But the light, you don't have to string the lights. Like, it's on there. It you can take it apart, store it away. Like, I'm not there yet, but I get the argument for it.
Okay. You have a fake tree back there, Nick?
My sister loves fake ones, so she has one, but we also have a real tree.
Got it. Billy?
One of each.
Real tree.
Yeah, real tree.
Real tree.
Okay.
Did you have to pay through the nose for it, though, Bill? Was that crazy?
No, mine wasn't bad. But mine's also, you know, maybe 6 foot tall.
A little bit smaller, but yeah. No, mine's like not much taller than that.
I told this to Bill.
It's taller than the damn ball,
it's not like super. I said this before. We got the tree delivered this year for the first time ever, Bragg.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing you could do.
So they dropped it in the house.
They threw it in.
And I would
chuck it through the window.
No, I started.
It would hurt somebody if they did.
No, I put it in the stand, and I'm like, I need to cut the top of the tree off a little bit.
I need
to hack it
off
a bit. Well, I'm like, Kat, I'm like, do we have any tools for this?
So you pull one end, like, I'll go over
I'm
here.
Like, Kat, do we even have tools to cut the
top
off?
So it's just like up, it's like bent at the top like into the ceiling?
No, we cut it. We did.
Oh, you did find something? Yeah,
but I was unaware we owned a saw. I didn't know. I was unaware of that.
Big man that over here on his own saw.
I had to ask my wife where it was.
But we
did.
Then I watched her cut it. I was like, that's good.
That's good.
We do, in fact, own one.
Good.
Right. So just in case you need to cut next year's tree,
you'll
have that saw ready to go.
Way in front of it. Okay. There you go. That's Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for Pure Hubes with Terp at High Noon. Plus, we have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Time for the Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're getting towards the end of the year, Jones. That means people are putting together some sweet, sweet lists. We talked about, was it Rolling Stone had a list? Variety had a list. They're putting together their movies, their top movies.
Quentin Tarantino just putting out his
Tarantino
own list.
Quentin Tarantino just crushing people. Yeah, he did a 21st century list. Cause that's the other thing. People are doing that. 25-year mark. We will have the Dorkies early January, the Dork Awards, which I think we're going to add a new category this year. We're just going to give it to the movie Havoc with Tom Hardy. It's going to be the Bullets Award, the movie with the most bullets.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw that movie, Nick.
Oh, yeah. If every gun held a million bullets.
Every gun.
True.
It was like you're playing Overwatch. You didn't need to you didn't need to find ammo. You could just shoot nonstop. That was the big takeaway from that one. But we have like 30 awards that we hand out. Best, worst, everything in between, movies, TV, video games, you name it. So we're looking forward to the Dork Awards. We kind of did a little preview of it this past week, or actually last night. So check it out on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, YouTube as well. Golden Globes, they came out on Monday morning.
Yeah, we touched on these.
Bagged them. And so we talked more about the shows and the movies. Real quick, couple of categories. Best performance by a male actor in a motion picture drama. The nominees are Joel Edgerton, Train Dreams. Decent movie on Netflix. Nick loved it. Stiz loved it.
Didn't see it.
No, but you're thinking about it.
No.
It's available for free.
Okay.
On Netflix.
It's not on my think about
Included
it
in the subscription.
Yeah.
It's only about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it wasn't really that long a movie.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You liked it a little, right, Nick?
It's one of my favorite movies of the year, yeah.
There you go. Also streaming on Netflix, Oscar Isaac in Frankenstein, where he plays Dr. Frankenstein. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in The Smashing Machine. I still haven't seen this one.
I was gonna say, this one I might think about watching, though, just because it's The Rock.
Yeah, he plays Mark Kerr, the UFC and Pride fighter. It's like a biopic. I'll give it a rip. Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
That's on my think about
yes,
list.
Please. Yeah. Oh, watch that.
Yeah.
Watch that. Wagner Moura and The Secret Agent, haven't seen. And despite horrible reviews by critics, Jeremy Allen White for the Bruce Springsteen movie.
Ah.
So he's getting a little bit of love for that.
Six nominees.
I think they stole that from Dork.
They're moving in on your turf over there.
I swear they always had 5 nominees. And then they're like, wait a minute, Dork's doing something.
Dork's onto something.
We kind of like that 6 nominee thing.
I think so, too.
The female actress is Jessie Buckley in Hamnet, Jennifer Lawrence in Die My Love, Renate Reinsev from Sentimental Value, Julia Roberts from a terrible movie called After the Hunt.
Okay.
Horrible
Bad?
Movie. Yeah, this movie stinks.
Bad. All right, I wasn't thinking about watching
this movie stinks.
Good.
Tessa Thompson and Hedda and Eva Victory in Sorry Baby. So there is that. Then they do the comedy ones. Timothy Chalamet is nominated for Marty Supreme. Apparently, this is like the best movie he's ever been in, or the best performance that he's had. He plays.
You haven't seen this yet?
It's not even out yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It comes out on Christmas.
I've heard you talking about it. You haven't seen it. Okay,
yeah, it comes out Christmas.
So you're thinking about watching that one.
So the Safdie brothers, who did Uncut Gems together, they broke off, and one did Smashing Machine, one did this Marty Supreme. And it's Timothée Chalamet as like a ping pong guy living in New York in like his 20s. Apparently he's incredible.
I read somewhere. Now, this could be fake Twitter.
Oh, boy.
He did something. He wore these contacts. Did you read this story, Nick?
No.
This seems a little above and beyond. So he wore contact lenses that would mess up his eyesight. So then when he wore glasses, he had to wear prescription glasses. So then that glasses corrected the bad.
What the hell was that? No, that. What do you mean? That's method acting right there. What do you mean?
Dumb.
It is not, I guess he also had ping pong tables at every set for like the last 4 years.
No, that, I've even seen that. Just, he was like traveling around with like a whole thing. Yeah, no, I've read. I hadn't seen the
eyesight. So I kind of love him though.
The contact lens thing checks out if the other thing's true.
That might be true. Look, I was rooting against the Knicks when they were playing the Celtics, but he won me over with all that.
He and Kylie Jenner were at the premiere for Marty Supreme together. They were both wearing like these like bright orange outfits. Like, all right, I guess. Whatever it takes. Clooney's not, but this is a big hitter. So Timothée Chalamet, George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ethan Hawke, and Jesse Plemons are all in the same best male actor, motion picture, musical, or comedy. All right, here's an interesting one. Best performance by a male actor in a supporting role in any motion picture.
Okay.
So they like split up at the Golden Globes, like movies and actor, but then for supporting, it's like everybody.
Just jam all in there.
But it might be more of an indication like what the Oscar noms could be. So listen to this one. Benicio del Toro for One Battle After Another. Jacob Elordi for Frankenstein. Paul Mescal for Hamnet. Sean Penn for One Battle. Adam Sandler for Jay Kelly. And nice. Stellan Skarsgård for Sentimental Value.
Okay.
But yeah, so Adam Sandler getting a little love. That movie, not great.
No.
Jay Kelly kind of stunk.
But a little light Oscar? Sandler Oscar buzz?
He might. So that's a good sign, right? At least being on this list of six. So maybe he'll get in there. Another one of these top 10 lists that just came out. RogerEbert.com. Roger Ebert, I guess, reviewing movies in the sky and passed on his list.
RogerEbert.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how they stole that.
These are delivered through Medium.
Like BillBelichick.com, it's just gifts of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been dead a dozen years, but he's reviewing movies. Oh, so these were some of Roger's.
Thing. You can do that. You can do that on the other side.
These are Roger's 10 favorite films from the year. Nouvelle Vague. I've never seen it. That's number 10. Train Dreams, number 9. Train Dreams. You could think about watching that.
Maybe I'm thinking about watching it.
So here's a movie I bet people in our audience have seen. It's called Ephes. It's a baseball movie. I've not seen this. And it's like a bunch of like older guys playing one last game. I think it might even take place like in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And they play like one last game together before the field gets like torn down.
A lot of high pitches.
Probably mostly slow pitches from like position players.
Save that arm.
So Ephes is apparently good.
Movie.
It's on Mubi?
Mubi.
Dude, Mubi's insane. So I got a free trial brag of Mubi last year just so I could watch The Substance. Mm-hmm. They're like, if you don't cancel, it's like $25 a month and there's nothing on it. Except for Ephes.
Like, we gotcha.
You're like, give me that. Like, I'd rather just buy the movie.
Yeah, try for 7 days than $15 a month.
I was more last year. They must have heard my complaints. They must have been like, all right, let's take it easy. Like, all
right, the one guy.
Number 7 on their list is The Secret Agent. That's an international film. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Number 6.
Oh, that's the Rose Byrne one?
Yes.
I still want to watch that.
She's getting like Oscar buzz. And it's Rose Byrne.
Nice.
Nice. Number 5, The Shrouds. I've not seen, but it's David Cronenberg. He does some cool stuff. So that might be good. Number 4, Sorry Baby. We talked about that before, Nick.
Yeah, it's not my kind of movie, but it was good.
Sinners, number 3, according to Roger Ebert. I know, still strange. Number 2, It Was Just an Accident. This is a filmmaker from Iran who apparently...
Oh, filmed it like without people knowing? That one?
Oh, and guerrilla style?
Yeah. If he returns to Iran, he has to serve like a year in jail.
Yeah. I've read about this.
You know what I would do?
Don't go back.
Yeah, I think I'd go back.
I think I'd
And then
away.
One Battle After Another is number 1 for them, as it is number 1 for most places.
Wow.
But there you go. There's just some of the ins and outs in the Dork Minute.
Pretty good. I rarely do this. Can I give a little bit of info on something that's on?
Wow. Yeah, of course.
You watch something?
Stuart Scott, 30 for 30 tonight.
Oh, that comes out tonight?
That comes out tonight.
Give that a go.
I'm kind of into watching it. Now, they lay it on a little thick. They're like, he changed sports. I'm like, we can calm down a little bit with that.
I mean, like Booyah, Chan.
I like Stu Scott.
Yeah.
So 30 for 30 tonight on ESPN, 9 o'clock.
Okay, so add that to the watch list.
Yeah, lump that in there.
Not bad.
I'm thinking, it's already DVR.
I'm thinking about
watching it. Yeah, okay.
Oh, also, Time Magazine came out with their Breakthrough of the Year.
Oh.
It was given to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Nice.
And also, how do you like this for marketing? The Drama is a movie that's coming out next spring with Robert Pattinson and Zendaya. And the theme is like, that's an engaged couple. Something goes haywire before the wedding type of thing. They put in the Boston Globe in the engagement section a picture of like the two of them together.
Oh, that's
sort of
a
like,
good idea.
Like a fake.
Like guerrilla
kinda,
marketing.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, go check that out. Get yourself a copy of the Globe. There.
Go ahead.
There you go. Hashtag Dork Minute every Wednesday at 11:45 here on Jones and Keith. You'll hear Mike Vrabel later on in the show. We'll get back to the Red Sox, so we're going to have to talk about them a lot differently after hearing from Bradfo. He and Will Fleming at odds on what they're hearing about the Red Sox. Plus, Terp's going to join us in studio talking Celtics. Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.